to give you a connection into a greater self, to an expanded self, so that you could function at a higher level in this physical lifetime. Okay?
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. So don't worry about it. Yes, there's a part of you that does die when you transcend. It's your limited self. You see what we're saying?
Mm-hmm.
So recognize that there's a lesser you, a you who's very interested in, you know, the daily mundane stuff and can get all wrapped up into the reality of that and can get stuck in judgments. That's the lesser you.
Okay.
That self does have to die. But it doesn't kill your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
It just drops off the barriers of perception so that your chakras can open up and receive better and higher and greater information. And so what happened here in your sleep is that your higher chakras were worked on. Your throat chakra, your third eye, and your crown chakra worked on.
Great.
So that you can be in alignment to your vision of yourself as the greater you. You see?
Yes.
So you're on alignment.
Thank you.
You're on your way home. All right?
All right.
But it's good to think about that, what you said. I want to go home. And what does that feel? There's a call, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of you that's calling. Come home. You know, when the channel was a little girl, she would go to church. The preacher would like to, you know, get everybody to come up to the altar and profess, you know, their allegiance and devotion to Jesus. And so invariably he'd have the choir sing, "Come home. Come home, all ye, you know, who are weary, come home," right? And of course, this touches the essence of everyone's soul. So everyone in the congregation is there going, so it gets a maximum number of people to come up to the altar and vow, you know, their allegiance and their, you know, their dedication. And so you can recognize that that's such a powerful and such a huge call that the rest of your life, this lifetime you have now, is going to be spent answering that call. You see? You can feel how you've changed, haven't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not that you haven't been answering the call before, but there's now a more of a conscious link. There's a greater soul link inside you. Something shifted that way down deep in you.
Mm-hmm. I had a major adjustment.
You did. And so now your alignment is to look at everything in your life in orientation to home. Does this take me home? Or is this me futzing around here in the physical plane?
Mm-hmm.
You see, you need to put a different spin on everything. You need to orient yourself differently. If you come across a judgment, as attached as you might be to that judgment, if you can feel the call of home, you can let it go. You see? Because that's a call, a higher call than the call of the world. It does not mean that you cannot be successful in the world. Maybe there's something you want to do in the world. Maybe there's a message you want to share with the world, and it requires getting out there, making money, doing all sorts of worldly things. But underneath it all, it's all because of the call of soul. You understand?
Yes.
And you can do it with so much greater integrity, with much greater presence and light and life and love, when you know that that's where you're going. Keep it in your conscious mind. Keep it in your awareness. I'm going home. I'm coming home. I'm turned around the bend. I'm on my way home. And you know, when a horse, you know, gets close to the stables, people rent horses to ride around the mountain trails in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, where the channel used to go. Her family used to go for summers. And one time they got in the horses and they went on the trail. And then there's this point where they come out of the trails and there's only like 2 blocks to the stables. Well, the channeler was sitting on one, a big, big brown horse, and the stables, you know, we're done with the work. I just started taking off and started galloping down a very busy street with filled with cars and everything. And everybody else, her mother was going, wah, ah, ah, you know, like that. And she was saying, yippee, you know. That horse sets the stable, smelling home, going home. You understand that you yourself are like that. You've done your work now. You're smelling home. It's the beginning of an incredible, and you've probably already felt it, acceleration. Have you ever grown as fast as now? No. It's accelerating, accelerating, accelerating. Hey, it's home. We're getting closer to home. Our home is calling. You see. So just keep that in mind. The rest of your life is this acceleration. Those final two blocks to the stables. That final stretch. Doesn't mean you have to die physically.
Okay, because I had a lot more that I wanted to finish before.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, just make sure that everything you want to finish isn't related to the slave driver, okay?
Right.
The slave driver thinking that, yeah, in order for you to be valuable, in order for you to be okay, you haven't done enough. You've got to achieve all of this. You've got to get this and check this off and check this off. You've got to write that book and you've got to do that thing and you've got to have that screenplay and you've got to blah, 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 blah. You know, make sure it's not the slave driver, but it's you responding to the call of your soul. Mm-hmm. And you'll get enough done.
Great. I feel that way.
All right. Good. All right. Thank you.
Hi, Alexis. It's Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how are you? So I'm sure you probably talked about this before, but I want to get a little bit more clarification. I'm seeing 11-11s and 1-11s all the time again, like one time today.
Very good.
Four times yesterday, three times the day before, I think four times the day before that.
And
what
do
you do?
And
I go in these cycles.
What do you do when you see that? When you see that, it goes, oh, wow, 11-11 again. What do you do?
Now it's gotten kind of old hat, so not much, I guess.
All right.
When it was initially happening, though, it was, mm-hmm. you know, like, wow, this is really odd, and wow, this is happening too frequently to be random.
All right. This means that you're connected to time-space, right? 11-11 is manifesting for you, telling you you're lined up. That moment, you're connected. You're online, right? It's
when
like when you go to the computer. You're online now.
Do you mean online in terms of day-to-day activity, in terms of where
I am
in life?
No, no. On a spiritual sense.
In terms of where my spirit is headed.
Where your spirit is.
Where my spirit is.
Where you are at the moment. You are linked up. You're connected. You're somehow or another, there's a thread of light connecting you to your home.
Even though I may not feel that way all the time?
No, you may not feel that way. But the thing is it is the 11-11 is offering you an opportunity to consciously connect every mm-hmm. time that happens. See, for something to line up, it has to be a synchronicity. This is magic, okay? Mm. It's not normal to see 11-11 a lot, right? What it's saying to you is saying, okay, you got to link up, you got to connect, you got to, this is an opportunity. You've got a little time-space portal here that's linking you up to alignment with the oneness, to your universe. And it's an opportunity, a gift to you to enable you to then put into that little time-space opening what you want. Hmm. It's your manifestation time. Because you're lined up. You're lined up with the universe. You can ask for something at 11-11, and you're going to have a far easier time manifesting it than if you ask for it at 11-10. All right? The point is that universe is giving you these opportunities. What is it that you desire? Where do you want to go? What is it you want to have to receive in your life? Ask for it. Every time you see 1111, you say, yoo-hoo, I'm connected. Here's what I want. More joy, more love, more light. And I'm going to just imagine how great that feels to live that way. Hmm. That only takes a few seconds. Mm-hmm. It's still 1111, right?
So use it as sort of a gateway, an opportunity.
It's a portal. It's a gateway. It's an alignment. It's a connection. Use it as a connection. And it connects you with your reality and time-space. And time-space, you have to, in order to manifest anything, you have to bring it through from the fifth dimension and on higher up, through the fourth dimension of time-space, to drop into and manifest and precipitate into the third. Hmm. So, anytime you see 1111, the gateway of time-space is open. Isn't that exciting?
Hmm.
Isn't that fun?
Very much, yeah.
Quick, jump on it. Okay, this is what I want. This is what I desire. This is how I imagine myself feeling with it.
Mm. And then I guess when I go and imagine something and desire something, don't get attached to that outcome and expect it at 11:13.
Of course not. Of course not. What you do is that you say, this is what I want, and you send it back through that vortex. Send it right back through the hole.
And then just drop it, right?
And drop it. Because that's going back in anchoring and plugging in to all the unfoldment, all the patterns, and it always takes time for things to manifest.
Mm.
It always takes time because you're living inside time. Mm-hmm. So it has to come through time. Any kind of manifestation has to come through time. Now, what means is that it's being worked on by your reality, according to the nature of your beliefs. And you don't have the belief that you're going to get that instantly at 11:13. Mm-hmm. You don't believe that.
Right.
Okay? So recognizing that, don't let yourself think that. Don't you let yourself run away from that. But instead, say, okay, I'm going to gift it, and it's going to come to me at the perfect time for me.
Got it.
Allow your universe to be friendly, supportive, and to bring it when you're ready, when it's right for you. It may not seem, you know, according to your mind, right enough. You know, I wanted it yesterday,
right?
But the thing is that it would have come yesterday if you'd been in alignment with it and it had unfolded appropriately for you. But there's something that you have in the way. So when you get this 11:11 alignment, that gives you a way of getting around whatever the obstacles are for just a few seconds. The obstacles are not there. You can plug in your request directly.
Okay? I got it. Yeah.
So have a wonderful time with that. Universe is saying, hey, we want to help you. We want to be with you. We want to, you know, bring you what you desire.
Do you know, why does it come in cycles? It goes in, like, I'll have it for a week and then off for a month and then on for 3 days and then off for 8 days or whatever.
Well, that's because time is cyclical. Time is round. Time doesn't have any linear constraints. So you don't live your life according to a linear time track. If you did, then your growth, you know, like you have a graph, and you have the bottom line of the graph, and you have the side of the graph, which has quantity going up, and then it has time going from the left point all the way over to the right point. And if you really lived in a linear reality, your growth would be a exact diagonal, right? But it isn't. They're waves. You live in waves. You know, even people who talk about quantum physics, don't they talk about waves and particles?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Waves is where it's not being observed, i.e. it's not being nailed down. It's in flow. So you get 11:11 for 3 days here, a week there, with a whole gap in between. Those are wave peaks. They're coming to you, offering you opportunity to jump, opportunity to make a little leap there. These are part of the waves. And that's why you give what you wish into it, throw it through into that vortices of time-space, and you allow and you trust that it's coming.
Hmm.
in the way that's most appropriate for you. But see, you've had difficulty with the trust issue.
Hmm. Yeah.
You think somehow or another it's all up to you. You have to make it happen. Uh-uh. You don't do that. You don't really make anything happen, really. That's a control idea. What really happens is that you put your desire out there and the universe puts everything together to give it to you. But if after you put your desire out there, then you think, oh, I haven't done enough and it's not doesn't seem to be coming and I don't know if it's ever going to come, oh well, then you, what's your reality going to do? It's going to stop and wait. So the more issue you have about manifestation timing, the longer it's going to take to get it. You want it to unfold in a state of grace, in natural rhythms, natural waves for you. And the problem is that you're raised and living in a very, quote-unquote, pseudo-scientific, end quote, culture that is just totally addicted to linear thinking.
Yeah.
It's taking quite a bit for all these people to talk about quantum physics and the field and da-da-da-da-da to get people to stop thinking so darn linearly, right? And stop taking it so personally that you're not getting exactly what you want when you want it. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's your ego. Expand the ego out. Now, we don't say expand the distortions of the ego. When you put your ego out to higher, to greater and greater levels of your aura, it becomes healthier. You get rid of the twists and the distortions and all that fear. Because there's fear in there that you're not going to get what you want. Am I going to get it? 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 Your reality is, okay, all right, okay. Sits back, crosses their arms, waits. Okay, well, let him figure it out, you know. Whenever he gets it, you know, then we can continue. And so, meanwhile, the universe is saying, you know, this guy's taking a while. So let's give him some time-space openings. Let's give him some gift times that he can step outside linear time and allow some magic to happen. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. That's
all right.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you for that very good question.
Alexis, hi.
Hello.
I had something potentially dramatic happen to me this morning. I am very, as you know, I'm very connected to my crystals. I love them. They're my friends and my kind of like my little extended family. And I was told to bring my favorite little crystal today, which is a Lemurian crystal. And I brought a, yep.
This one?
Yeah, there he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I also was told to bring my one of my amazing ancient ones that's behind you. And they fell out of a bag today on the road. And It was traumatic for me, but it wasn't devastating like it would have been in the past. The thought that came to me was, first I checked on the big one, and it was chipped, but it wasn't badly damaged. But the small one was really cut in half. And when I really looked at it, it's able to sit okay as it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, first of all, the question I'd like to ask you is, why did I create this happening? And the second thing is, should I have that fixed or does it want to be like that?
Oh, all right. Well, did they break, in the small one, did they break totally evenly and cleanly to where if you put it back, it fits exactly?
I don't think it's going to fit exactly. I think there's going to be a few little pieces
missing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
But I thought, as I laid it down, I thought, hey, it sits fairly flat like that. I wonder if it's going to throw off the A-axis and the two axes.
It doesn't throw off the axis for it to break. No. But what happens, what they did, both of them, this is, they're releasing something of you. that you need to let go of. And they're they're in a sense discharging it for you. It's a very, it's kind of like a loving, supportive act.
Yes.
All right? And what they're discharging is an old piece of old self-image of your lesser self.
Yeah, because that is my, that's a masculine crystal, that, that small Lemurian, because I have a feminine and a masculine. And so that's what I thought. And then I had another strange thing happen. As I was pulling out, I was driving, there was a cyclist on there who would not let me pass, and he was wearing a yellow windbreaker. So I thought to myself, maybe this is a third chakra issue, since he's wearing yellow and he's not letting me pass.
Well, yes, because a lot of your old self-image was had to do with power issues.
Yeah.
Okay. And feeling powerless or feeling threatened or whatever, all right? And old emotions of defense and strategies to kind of handle intense emotional states that were part of your past, okay?
Yeah.
You want to recognize that the crystals, in a sense, got rid of these pieces for you.
Oh, great.
Okay. Don't take them back now.
No.
The thing is that as we tune in, the crystals are not really damaged by this, but they would like some care and attention. They would like some love, as anybody who, you know, like a kid, you know, scratch themselves, put a little bandage on, and kiss, and saying you're all well now. In a sense, the version that you would do for a crystal, in a sense, but just holding it and perhaps... you know, putting it in a beautiful place and playing beautiful music for it or something, just to kind of, you know, out of gratitude for them doing this. It's a hard work in a sense for it. Now, as far as putting this crystal, the smaller one, back together, gluing it back together or something, it doesn't want to be reunified.
Oh, so it's happy the way it is.
Yeah. You might find it just nice to kind of lightly, you know, have the bottom polished so that it sits very, very smoothly and like that.
Okay.
All right. And the bottom half of it, we suggest you put it in a sense, this is the part that's been discharged.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, in a sense, it's like your chakras. You are having the point, of course, is at the higher chakras, so to speak, and the lower piece represents the lower chakras. And so, what you might want to do is just take it and put it on something that you might even come up with in meditation or one of the Lazarus crystal healing mandalas or something, you know, to give it some healing.
The lower part.
The lower part, yes.
Okay.
We can't tell right now whether the lower part wants to have anything done with it or not, because it was the part that was discharged, and it wants to continuously help you heal your lower chakras, where the lesser self was so established. That old self-image was so established there.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And so the ancient one up there behind you, that just needs some holding and some music and some nurturing.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine.
I thought it was okay. It's just, you know, there's little chips out of it, but that's just aesthetic.
Really. Yeah, I'm going to give that also to the top part of the smaller crystal, too.
Okay.
It's really fine, too. All right?
Okay, thank you very much, Glenn.
All right, you're welcome. And thank you for your questions. And what we're going to do now is take you onto a meditative journey. All right, so get yourself into a position that is most comfortable for you. And let yourself close your eyes. And do not be disturbed by noises in your environment. Let yourself find a piece of quiet within you. Let your attention drift in that center place within you, that center point of consciousness within you. Let yourself drift peacefully, quietly, gently. In a field of stars, surrounded by stars. You're loved more than you know. You're supported more than you know. Let yourself feel this love and support. Just imagine it. How it would feel to be loved, supported by hundreds and thousands of stars. Each one a conscious being, witnessing, loving, supporting. And some of those stars move from their position in the sky to come above you, to come overhead and form a bright star, the way that we show ourselves as we are a group. And we, the bright star above you, send a beam of light down to you. A beam of light that when it reaches you, surround you. A column of light surrounding you. And within this column of light that surrounds you swirls shimmering, sparkling energies moving. And just sense the color. It may be your favorite color. It may be a color that you associate with love. It may be blue-green, calming you, aligning you, loving you. Bring your attention to one point. Now, you may notice wherever this point is. You may think it's in your third eye or somewhere in your head or floating about outside your body somewhere, where your point of consciousness is. But take this point of consciousness now and move this point of consciousness all the way down to your root chakra. Just let yourself get very, very small and move down to your coccyx, to your root chakra. There is a beautiful spinning vortex here. Very few petals, not so complicated. You may perceive it as red, maybe warm. It may be a bit fiery because the kundalini, your internal fire, that which enlivens you, come through here. It enters your body here. Let yourself just imagine that you're at that place where the channel of energy translates from the energy field, from your higher self, soul, and the divine. Translates, adjusts, attunes to physical plane reality and brings this force of light, a force of energy, into your body. Witness this incredible flow. It may be as if you're looking at a channel, a river channel, or a big pipe through which flames pour out fire in the quantity and in the quality of water into this spinning red vortices. Spinning, spinning, spinning. There you are, down right at the bottom. You're sitting on this point of attention, feeling this energy coming into you from the earth, from the physical, from the spiritual, all merging here into your body, connecting you to life. Gently let your attention rise with the kundalini to your second chakra. You may perceive this as orange, generative, creative, passionate, sexual, hormonal. Ah, it feels so good, so motivated, so strong, so passionate. Letting the Kundalini take you now beyond this spinning vortex of the second chakra up into your torso further to the third chakra there, perhaps your stomach area or just beneath it in the center, a spinning yellow vortex, just moving into it, feeling now the kundalini moving and infusing it with life, your power, your boundaries, your emotional body, your emotional understandings, your gut-level knowings. Letting the kundalini lift you now up to your heart center, to your heart chakra. Imagining green, perhaps with flecks of beautiful glowing pink, peachy pink, perhaps, rosy pink, beautiful colors of pink, beautiful shades of green, emerald green. Feeling this force of life moving into your heart center. The love, the self, the knowing of the divine as it expresses through your love, giving and receiving love. A sense of order and priorities in your life. The priorities of your spirituality, the priorities of your love, the priorities of your happiness, of your health, your vitality, of your abundance, your financial, of your relationships. Feeling your connection to perhaps community, your loved ones, your family, your friends that are so dear. And letting the kundalini lift you beyond this spinning vortex as well. Up to the base of your throat, to that notch, the fifth chakra. And imagine it blue, beautiful, rich blue, beautiful sky blue on a beautiful, intensely blue day, clear blue day. In a sense, this is your higher will. It's your expression of your truth in your physical form, of your knowing, your gift, expressing from you to your world what you can give, your message, what you would like to share. Feel that spinning vortex receiving the juice, the charge, the flow of the kundalini, brightening and expanding. So many have such tight, small fifth chakras. It's very focused here. There's a sense of higher will playing through your life. Why you express and do and create what you do. Perhaps the higher order. Let this chakra expand just a little, brighten a bit. As you let yourself now be lifted by the kundalini up through your neck and back up to your head. This point of consciousness now having risen back up and is now between and behind the eyes and just above. The third eye, spinning chakra, much more brilliant, much more complex and big. Connections with the future, in your imagination, your seeing. Feeling this area infused with the force of life. Letting yourself be lifted from this chakra as well. This chakra, beautiful and kind of bluish purple. You lift up to the top of your head, kind of going through a little dip and a little valley in your brain. And coming to the center point of your head at the top, just about to leave your body. A beautiful, spinning, resplendent, violet-colored chakra spinning. A wheel of violet light, big, resplendent, huge, complex. Let this open. Let this open more. Let this open more. Let the kundalini now infuse it as well, to giving it life from your earth, from the basis of your being, from your motivation, from your will, from your love, from your higher purpose, from your future, from your greater self to you now. Infuse this one. Let this one expand. Let this one open and grow. Let this one become big and huge. And let the kundalini lift out the top of your head gently, gently, you on top of it. And let it spray all over your body. Let it spray into your energy field all around the outside of you. Filling up your aura with sparkles of light of every color. Feel the energy as you float above. And with your attention now, move around outside your body. Spin around, cycle around, play. Go search, go discover your energy field, your aura. Go discover its layers. Feel the first layer close to the body, the etheric layer. Feel the emotional layer. Move around in the emotional layer. Then coming out from your body just a little more, the mental layer. Somewhere in here you may find your ego boundary. You feel you're going beyond the you you're used to being, the identity of you you hold in your daily life. From the mental, from the limits of your beliefs, feel the freedom that is possible here as you expand into the collective, your connection with your world. The next layer. Float around in it. Bring your ego to this place. Pull your ego, expand your ego to here. Feel the freedom. Play around in this one. Now go a little further from your body now. Or a lot further. To be the transcendent self, the one who steps beyond the mainstream, the consensus reality, who answers their personal call. Feel the creativity of this. Feel a sense of your mission. And let yourself go a little further out of the body and travel around. And feel the pathway of your spirituality, the future. Futures you're creating. Past you've released, shifting through time and space, beyond the boundaries. Pull your ego boundary out here. Pull it, pull it, pull it. Because as you pull it on any one place, it will expand everywhere. Pull it out. Pull your boundary so that your transcendent self is included as part of you. And pushing and pulling this ego further, go further from your body. Connecting with the greater you, the more divine you, the purpose of your being. The oneness of your physical plane and all the subplanes. There's a sense of oneness. Stretch that ego. Pull it some more, pull it some more, pull it some more. Further out from your body now. Pulling it into the realm of the divine. Knowing the divine within you. Knowing who you are. God, Goddess, all that is in action. A spark of it. Your spark, your unique spark of it. The wholeness, pulling this ego out, feeling this space now above you, feeling the space around the sides of you spinning, circling down, and feeling the space beneath your feet, perhaps 2-3 feet, 4 feet beneath your feet of your energy field, the bottom. Glowing, perhaps the chakra here, the 8th chakra. Own it. Own the power of you. And now rise by circling around wide away from your body, feeling the freedom of your ego, the healthiness of your ego, the boundary of self, of who you are as the unique you. Coming to the top, above your crown, finding there perhaps a chakra, another form or another version of your 8th chakra. You are divine.
Now step outside the boundary of self. Step outside ego. Lift. This kundalini has now become a homeward path. Is a path of light, a channel of light. Let it lift you. Let yourself step upon it, move upon it, move up, up, up to another chakra. This is that true self, that greater you that has realized your uniqueness, that is beyond the boundaries of ego, that understand that you have created everything in your world and you and others are one. And yet you are totally, completely unique spark of the divine. Your identity with that of this lifetime. You, the master of reality. Just use your imagination. If you were the Christ, if you were the Buddha, the love and compassion you would feel for the world, for the sufferings of all on the world, what gifts would you bring to the world out of your love? What would you want to do for this planet, for the people on it, for the plants, the animals, the rocks, the waters? What would be your gifts? What would love compel you to do? To be? Lift your world now. Lift it all. Just to fill the world with your vibration, your free vibration, your free, empowered, loving vibration, living according to the divine plan, your divine plan. Lift, lift it all to this ninth chakra, the truer, the greater you, the perspective of the divine master teacher. The greater truths of oneness and love. And this homeward journey, this homeward path, the continuation, the linkage with your kundalini continues sparkling white, pure, lifting you now, lifting you beyond your lifetimes. You can imagine that it is your homegoing lifetime. And you've come to the end of all that you have chosen to do in the arena of birth and death. You come to the end of birth and death. You die for the last time. The lesser self dies. Even the greater self dies. You lift beyond, transcending all your lifetimes, and feel all your lifetimes, hundreds, thousands, thousands of others, of bright lights like yourself, coming together, merging, all the other parts of you, every other experience that you've had, every other mission that you have completed, every other exploration, every other truth discovered. Become whole now. Whole, complete. All your lifetimes merging into one. Feel this incredible energy. Feel this incredible light and force, you and all the others, ready now because of you. To return home. Lift, 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 lift as one. Brighter than the sun. Brighter, brighter, brighter than the sun. 2 times brighter than the sun. 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. 9 times brighter than the sun. Is the seat of your kingdom, you, the higher self, filled with unconditional love beyond your imagination. Merge. Merge with your higher self. All colors, plus some you don't even know. The light, bright, beautiful, glorious, in all different ways of shining, sparkling, waving, gridding, grids of light, including gold, silver, copper, shades of light, shades, metallic shades, glistening, gleaming lights, merging, lifting through higher self, lifting, lifting to a place of great love, great depth, great heights, great expanse, great incredible freedom, great lightness, great sparkles of soul. Soul so light and yet so deep, so profound and so vibrant, so high, so everything. Intention is love, that's all. Only intention is love. Only purpose is love. Only state of being is love. And there is a window, an opening, a portal. And you look through it. You look through this portal, feeling free, feeling light, flowing like you've been flying. And you behold a majesty beyond imagination, but stretch as much as you can allow. We'll help you. As you view, as you get a glimpse, as you sense, as you touch God, Goddess, all that is. The creative force of love in your universe and of all universes. Now, you can't hold this, we know. But just touch it and let us lift you a little more. See if you can touch a little more. This is home. Your home. You see home. Your source. That place of eternal joy, incomprehensible, indescribable, unknowable. And now let yourself gently, gently relax, sinking down into soul, feeling, sensing on dimensions and levels you didn't even know you had, the amount of love that's there. Just imagine, just allow us to assist you. Bringing that touch of God, Goddess, all that is now, through soul down to higher self now. Touching, feeling, being, higher self, loving higher self, unconditionally accepting of you, of the individual that you become now, separating lovingly, gently, easily releasing now out of higher self, coming down gently, gently, lovingly into the greater you, the Christos you, the you who has come to experience birth and death, a mission of exploration, of creativity from scratch, to discover and rediscover yourself, to learn, to love, to be. The one who accepted the three channels of the natural self, the love, touch, heal, the create with passion and move energy through into manifestation self, and the knowing who you are, becoming more self, learning, learning, growing, always eternal, those natural aspects of you, feeling your power, your freedom, your strength, your love, your trust in your divine plan, holding the resonance of your divine plan, letting yourself now drift downward even more into eighth chakra, into this field, crossing the boundary of ego into the unique you, into that identity with this lifetime, with this name and this body, letting yourself come to your crown chakra now, loving yourself, appreciating the divine within you, bringing the message of your greater, higher soul self, the message of God, Goddess, all that is, the ultimate creator to you, the light being who creates, into your crown, into your third eye, bringing this light like a river of love down, down into your body. From crown to third eye, this light, this river of love extends down to throat chakra, down to love, and as it passes each chakra expands its perception, its connection, becomes brighter, bigger, and to this solar plexus chakra now, to your power, to your knowing, infuse and fill this chakra, bringing this river of light and love and knowing down to your second chakra now, filling up your motivation, your passion, down to your root, grounding you in this life, extending light to your earth, your beloved earth, throughout your physical body and to all the cells of the body, to give energy, to give life, to give health. If there's anything you would like, any healing that you would like, see it, witness it now. Just sense it happening. Retuning every cell of your body to work in harmony with the divine plan, to work in harmony for God, Goddess, all that is, to work in harmony, to function in harmony with your glorious future on the homeward path. To align with home, every cell, to allow your earth, your planet, to align with home, to allow your body and every other body to align with home, to let go of any limitation. Let it go now. Let us lift it out. We'll throw it on the vortex. We don't even need to do a big thing with it. Just let it go. Let it dissolve, dissipate, the vibration no longer present for it. As you bring in these energies of healing, of love, of light, filling you, filling you, filling you. And let yourself bask in it. Let yourself just float in this love now for a while. Just for a few seconds. Just get yourself attuned to it. If someone say, now remember how that felt. What would you be remembering? What do you wish to remember? What is it that is your anchor to the life that you want? Is it health and vitality and radiance of being? Love? Relationships? Success, getting your mission and expressed into the world? Helping lift others through your love? Whatever it is. Template it now, and we'll help you. We'll help you anchor it in. And we'll send it out on the vortex with the intention of manifesting. Manifesting. Now let the image go. Let the feeling go. Let it all go. Knowing and trusting it will be. It will be. It is. Because you are. And you will be. And you have been. And you are. Let yourself come back to body consciousness and gently open your eyes when you're ready. There's so much to tell you about your homeward path. It is so much joy for us to share every piece and to see you light up like beautiful big Christmas trees. You're beautiful beings, dear one. Yes, you. And you're more than you know. You're loved more than you know. And you are supported more than you know. Give yourself permission to open to that in the hours, days, weeks, and months to come. It is our pleasure working with you as always. We surround you with our light and our love as always. And we offer to you that whenever you call us, we'll be there for you. We have no limits of time and space. Just let us wrap our light around you. You're not alone. You don't need to feel at all separate from the grand greatness of light and love that you are. Our pleasure, our joy. Farewell.